Today's devotional is based on Zechariah 9, verses 9 through 12, and it was written by Jake Horner. One of the most important aspects of Yahweh's unimpeachable character toward us humans is that Yahweh keeps covenant, always and forever. In today's passage from the prophet Zechariah, Yahweh appeals to the blood of the covenant with Israel as the reason the people can expect rescue and restoration. There are two impossibilities present which preclude God from not rescuing and restoring Israel. First, it is impossible for God to violate the divine character by not fulfilling covenant obligations towards Israel. Second, how can it be possible, even granting the impossible circumstance of covenant failure on Yahweh's part, for the blood of the covenant to fall on the head of the eternal, invisible, omnipotent, omniscient God? Short answer, it's not possible. Yet God makes the impossible possible in the incarnation. God is the head upon which the curses of failed covenant may fall. Humanity had left itself outside of any claim of relationship with Yahweh long ago. That is why every time God enters into relationship with a human being, there is a covenant. Our first forebears experienced both steps prescribed in the punishment for covenant failure, exile from the garden, and falling under the ban in the flood. Israel did too, eventually falling under the Assyrians and Babylonians. Christ came among us and did what had to be done, both in his perfect obedience to God and his submission to the curse of failed covenant. For this we can rejoice greatly. Let us pray. Holy Father, Son, and Spirit, today we give thanks for our King, Jesus Christ, who entered into our brokenness and yet kept covenant, who opened a gate for us to enter into the pasture of your presence. Grant that we may live as covenant keepers through Christ in your eternal kingdom. Please let this be so.